The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Look at you! Look at me! Look at us hanging out. For game time decisions on a Monday night as we close out another week of NFL action, we do it in style. Out in L.A., the Rams are going to be hosting the Miami Dolphins, a tight number, a game that when you stare at the records for L.A. and Miami, you would think, ah, oh, come on, how'd this get on TV? It's going to be a fun one. Matt Stafford and Tua Tagovailoa go head-to-head here. We have some injuries that we're waiting to get some final word on, specifically on the Miami side. We will break it down all right here on SportsGrid. I'm Kevin Walsh with you for this next hour as we will preview Monday Night Football. We will hit the college basketball board. Some juice out there. I'm looking at you. The Ruse will break it all down. NBA slate tonight with a few interesting spots. And we'll get our guy Joe Lisi in the mix in a half hour's time. Get his picks and predictions for not just Monday Night Football, but also a very important ranking in tomorrow's college football world from the committee. My issues are going to, I know, be plentiful when those numbers drop. I'm curious how Lisi sees it off amazing SEC Saturday that we just had. But let's dive right in to Dolphins and Rams. I'll tell you stare at the line and I wonder, man, can we restart the season? My Dolphins futures weren't that bad of an idea, were they? I mean, they're getting some respect here. Everybody loves this Rams team. They're coming off of an overtime win against the Seahawks in a game that almost felt like an eliminator. It wasn't. It's a tight NFC West, it is. But boy, the Rams gave themselves that additional boost that they needed. Seattle on bye. They just feel a little too far apart from the Rams, the Niners, and the Cardinals. Those top two teams picking up victories just yesterday. For the Dolphins, they'd have to win out if anything was going to happen. I think that maybe a loss they could afford to suffer. The thing for Miami, though, is this is a talented team. This is a team that has found out in a major way that when they have Tua Tagovailoa out there, they can compete. Now, they've not really been able to show they can win at a high level with Tua. They struggle to beat the best teams in football. We saw it last week when they played the Buffalo Bills. Hang for full 60, but they lose on a Tyler Bass walk-off, and that's just the story for the Dolphins. Can't beat the Bills. Can't beat the Chiefs. Can't beat the Ravens, right? Is the kind of MO that it feels like we get from Miami year over year. So even if this doesn't end up in a miraculous plus 390 cash make the postseason to give some life to your huge numbers, including a 44-1 to win the conference, even if that doesn't happen for the Dolphins, you are consistently in evaluation mode. I think you've learned that Tua is your guy. You paid him as much anyway. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Devon Achane, those are guys they're going to still look to bank on. But Mike McDaniel has a lot to prove. Mike McDaniel looked like the newest top offensive mind in football. Man, he's got a ways to go if he wants to hang with the likes of Sean McVay, because this LA Rams team, again, feels dangerous. This LA Rams team is built on the fact that Sean McVay has the goods, and he's had it his entire time that he's been coaching the LA Rams. They made the postseason last year, and again, feel like a threat to do it this year. That plus 290 number, it suggests they're back, I think, a little bit further than reality, because the Rams are actual contenders within their own division. And if they win the NFC West, then they're going to be hosting a home playoff game, likely as a top three seed as well. But that NFC West race is tight. The Arizona Cardinals beat the New York Jets, a massive, massive move there for them. They still do trail the San Francisco 49ers, who escaped one against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. As always, this is going to come down to the wins, the losses, but it's also going to be about consistency. At this point in time, Arizona's found it, and that's what stands out so much to me. Winners now, what was it, four games in a row? And I think all kind of leveling up in impressiveness for that Cardinals team. Eke by one at home against the Chargers, beat these Miami Dolphins on the road, and then smash the Bears, smash the Jets. The Cardinals feel legit. We'll see what Stafford and the Rams can do, though, within that race tonight. A head-to-head between Tua and Matthew Stafford here shows that the expectations are legit. Both quarterbacks at minus money to throw multiple passing touchdowns here. Both quarterbacks around 250 yards. One thing that's interesting, if you look at the Rams defense right now, they are giving up a lot of chunk plays. They're allowing very efficient performances at the quarterback position. Tua, though, since he's come back, is completing nearly 80% of his passes. A lot of checkdowns, though. 16 targets in two games for Devon Achane, hoping that he can make plays after the catch. And what will this team get out of Tyreek Hill? Something that we're going to try and dive into here. I do think both of these quarterbacks are throwing at least one passing touchdown for your parlay players. On the running back side, though, this is where I'm really interested tonight. Devon Achane is a little bit obvious. I worry that I am going to be betting into some lofty numbers, though, if I do play him tonight. When we think about the numbers here on Achane's, the rushing totals check in at 54.5, but the receiving totals, 42 and a hook. Tua has appeared in four games this season. Devon Achane has at least 50 receiving yards in all four games. Seven targets at least in all four games. The workload is just absolutely legit for Devon Achane. For Kyren Williams, his rush receiving number is as high as Devon Achane, right? But Kyren Williams will sometimes get a decent workload in the receiving game. It doesn't, though, always result in huge yardage. The key to Kyren is volume. 20-plus carries, 5-plus targets, and just being enough. Miami, though, has flashed some inability to guard the running back position in the receiving game, which is why Kyren feels like a top target tonight within our props market here. If Kyren Williams is going to be able to get us 25, 30 receiving yards, he should then have no issues getting through these rush receiving totals due to the fact that, again, his workload on the ground, 20-plus carries, is just so common, plus the Rams being booked as favorites tonight. We mentioned the pass-catching rooms. A lot of work here for prop bettors to try and sift through the noise. Firstly, on the Miami side, where it's a lot more complicated, will Tyreek Hill play tonight? And if he does, how much can you trust him? The wrist injury is concerning. No practice for Tyreek this week. That's fine. Tyreek Hill's been doing this long enough. I don't necessarily think he needs the practice. I don't think he needs the reps. I think he knows what he's doing. Go out there and beat his man, right? Be faster than everyone else. But for me, on the Tyreek side of it, if the wrist is no good, right, then how's he going to catch the football? Like, if we were this close, it's not an ankle, right, where you got to test it pregame, right? It's not a calf. It's not a hamstring. I think Tyreek should know whether or not he can play receiver tonight for the Miami Dolphins already. No? Is that crazy? Am I being insensitive to the wrist injury? I'm not getting it. I don't. Maybe that someone needs to hit my wrist with a hammer or something. I don't know. This doesn't make sense to me. I feel like we should have a clearer picture on the Tyreek Hill situation, which muddies the waters here on the Miami side. For the Rams, this is supposed to be clear cut. You're going to see Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp out there. Puka Nacua, though, was injured heading into that game against Seattle, then got himself ejected in the game against Seattle. Is Puka Nacua clear to go? Is he ready to break out? Because I think Puka Nacua has established himself as the top option for Matthew Stafford. Kupp's the touchdown guy. Kupp's old reliable. Kupp's a legend for the LA Rams. All of that. Puka's their guy. Puka Stafford's guy. You can see it. You can see it when they get out there and play, and it makes his numbers very tempting here on a Monday night. We'll keep diving into a big game next with you.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
At Care Heating and Cooling, we put you first. You are the reason we're open 7 days a week and why it's easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Your safety is why we check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. And it's because of you that our techs are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So it's no surprise that last year Care was awarded a BBB Torch Award for ethics, because at Care, we're committed to doing business right. Call Care at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
You on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyreek Hill, he's out there warming up ahead of the game, which is good to see, an encouraging sign. You would certainly imagine here, but it does not add the level of clarity that I know I am looking for in what is a really important situation, because Tyreek Hill is one of the best receivers, I mean, quite frankly, we've seen in this league. I don't know. Maybe I'm being foolish about this. I look on sixcore.com, you know, our guys over there, they've got him at a 75, which isn't great. You know, they mentioned maybe the extra day can help. You know, they're showing him on kind of at the warm-ups there. He's catching some footballs, but he's catching them kind of light. I don't know. It feels like Tyreek should be fine. And the fact that they've not officially labeled him as such is why I don't think I'll be looking to bet on any Tyreek Hill tonight. For me, this is a game where I'm looking to play on quarterbacks and running backs. The side, the Rams jump out a little bit to me. I don't know if I am being influenced by my company. What I mean by that is, you know, I've heard many times I talk with, you know, we're going to talk with Lisi tonight, right? And you guys have heard Joe Lisi speak so highly of this Rams team, and they look dangerous again, right? And speak very lowly of the Miami Dolphins. And I think Joe has really proven to be pretty spot on with his questions around Mike McDaniel. I've certainly added a lot of questions to Mike McDaniel throughout this season as they now sit here at 2-6. And I don't know if that situation is why I am surprised that this is just a 2.5-point spread, but I am a little bit surprised by that. You know, we talk sometimes within our business, within this game, especially around the National Football League, about what's going on with that line, huh? And for me, that game yesterday was Saints-Falcons. I don't think many people would line up that game with the way the Saints had looked, losing to Carolina, and, you know, think that it would only be 3.5. With Atlanta, you know, playing well, getting wins up on the board, they just beat the Dallas Cowboys. And there's more to it, right? I'm high on New Orleans, or I was high on New Orleans. You get a little bit of a bump with the head coaching change. One, because sometimes I can fire a group up. And two, Dennis Allen was just a very bad NFL head coach, quite frankly. There's reasons you can get there to justify a number. But sometimes, again, you see one, there's a little surprise. I saw this one, and there's a little surprise. Miami is 2-6. Tua coming back has not save them. They're better. But here's one of the reasons why Tua coming back for me, was not met with a world of optimism. I was also high on the Dolphins coming into this season. They were my AFC future. Tua didn't come back to the team that he left. The defense has been somewhat decimated. And with Tua coming back, they've allowed 28 and 30 points in those two games. Tua scored 27 in each of the two games since returning. In his absence, that would have been good to win every single game but the one against Tennessee, where they allowed 31, which was a little bit miraculous, and they also were kind of running it up at the end. I'm not telling you they would have been unbeaten in that stretch had Tua not lost left, but instead of finishing 1-3, they're probably 3-1. They are. But again, my point is, you're now playing this Rams team that is the healthiest they've been since week number one, when they played Detroit and nearly beat that Lions team on the road to open up the season, and you're still seeing just a 2.5 number. Again, I think that is quite a bit of respect for the Dolphins. But as I said, I key in tonight on the quarterbacks and the running backs. Now, it's all relative. With Tua here, I think it's a little bit of a tightrope to walk. I mentioned off the top the way Tua is playing right now is get the ball out quick, which I know he always does. Not as many deep shots, though. Tua's longest completion since returning is 30 yards. If you look tonight, he has a long completion prop of 35.5. That is a number that he never missed in consecutive games last season. To come back and play two straight without hitting that number, didn't hit it in, you know, what was still 25 attempts in that game against Buffalo. Tua's, you know, getting rid of that ball. And it's not providing as many downfield shots. But we saw last week a ton of explosive plays for Geno Smith, who threw over 350 yards in that game against the Rams. Sam Darnold was super efficient, albeit in a loss, but was super efficient in that game against this Rams defense. So I'm trying to, again, figure out, do I like Tua tonight for over the 243.5? Do I like him over the long completion? I think for your parlay players, you know, 200-plus yards, those are the type of things you expect him to be in for. Matthew Stafford as well tonight. I think people are very excited about what Stafford can bring to the table. I'm interested in his completions prop. You can find that number at 22.5. That number's been in overs in both games that Miami has played since Tua's comeback and against more comparable competition than what they had played in the prior few games. You're talking about Mason Rudolph and Drake May or Jacoby Brissett. You're talking about going up against Anthony Richardson. So I think Stafford in the completions department, considering he's got 25-plus in all three games that Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp have been out there for at least any bit of, I think there's definitely some interest for me there. Stafford tonight, touchdown-wise, looks like he's getting back into a groove, right? He's got 9 this season, 6 in the last 2 weeks, 6. So you're seeing the value of having Kupp and Nacua back in the fold. And look, it wasn't all, I mean, Nacua was tossed out in that game, but Cooper Kupp then can haul in 14 targets, and then DeMarcus Robinson's on the receiving end of those touchdowns there, and everything kind of works out. I mentioned the running backs, though. Kyren Williams, to me, is in line for a strong game. It's not about it being an explosive game. It's not about Kyren Williams, you know, oh my gosh, this guy's going to have 700 yards of total offense tonight. He has a high ask, but he has a high floor. Kyren Williams has one of the safest volumes within the...
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle.
With ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time.
For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
National Football League. Again, amazing to think back to when him returning punts was seen as something that was going to destroy his value. Well, instead, he's had 20 carries in four consecutive games and five of the last six. You can tell that even the return of Nacua and the offense throwing a little bit more has not taken Kyren Williams out of the mix whatsoever. A-Chain in the receiving game, I know, will be a look. I wonder if he can get loose on the ground. Mostert props tempting as well. We'll talk some basketball before Lisi joins us next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're in the mix with you on Sports Grid. Big news confirmed for the Monday night, and that is that Tyreek Hill will be in. He will be active for this game. I am not touching Tyreek props. I do not care. If you are, good for you. I don't know if I really want to be super involved with the Miami receiving game that much. Passing Tua, yes. You could sell me on the A-chan. You could. Tom Pelissero writes of NFL Network, he didn't practice Friday or Saturday after aggravating his wrist in practice, but the pregame workout went well, and he's going to give it a go tonight. Like, give it a go. Like, this, I'm not touching it. I want nothing to do with it whatsoever. No thank you. No thank you. No thank you. Let's talk basketball. Three things in the college basketball slate that really should jump off the page. It would be four, but Rutgers St. Peter's is a double. I can't bet it because I'm here in New Jersey. I am excited to watch Harper. I believe Ace Bailey will go tonight. I have to double check that. But again, I didn't need to double check it. I can't bet that game because that's a ridiculous rule. You know what I can bet? Mark Sears over 19.5 points against McNeese. McNeese coached by former SEC coach Will Wade, who got off to a surprising start by losing as a double-digit favorite against South Dakota State. Now checks in here as a 17.5-point dog. You wonder if McNeese is a little bit worse this season. They are getting respect on this line. I will tell you that now. This is a team that currently on KenPom grades out worse than Arkansas State, who just hung with Bama, but as a 24.5-point dog. This is a 7-point lower line. I look to Sears, though, and I expect plenty of volume and efficiency. Those two things have not existed in either game yet for one of the National Player of the Year candidates this season. Only 8 field goal attempts in the opener with just 25 minutes because they won by nearly 60, which is nuts. In the second game, he shot 4 of 12 from the field and 0 of 5 from 3. He scored 20 and 19 in those games. With McNeese coming to town, I think you're getting at least 30 minutes out of Mark Sears with an uptick in efficiency, because I don't know about this Cowboys team defensively year over year. Does not look like they have as much of the goods. I expect Sears to go out there and shine in a matchup against the Cowboys. Another star guard prop that I'm interested in here is Braden Smith for Purdue. 22.5 points plus assists. If you look early season, we're not seeing a lot of volume for Braden Smith, which is a little bit surprising considering Zach Edey left, and I think Smith is the best player on this roster. Smith last season was dynamite and super efficient, especially from beyond the arc, and he's been efficient enough this season, but he's not taking a ton of shots. Overall, he's averaging 2.5 less field goals per game this year. Yes, it's coming with an extra free throw, but we're not seeing him shoot a ton. He had a 15 dime game in the opener against A&M Corpus Christi, but just 7 in the last one against Northern Kentucky. Playing Yale tonight, though, that is actually a downgrade in defense and an upgrade in pace. I think Braden Smith tonight scores the ball a little bit more, but no reason to leave the assists out of the fold here. We saw what he can do in an up-and-down game like they played in their opener. Speaking of up-and-down, can we get a little bit of juice tonight in Iowa State, Kansas City? I think we can. The Cyclones in their opener played the worst team in college basketball, as always. Mississippi Valley State, the Delta Devils there, were a mess. And again, we've seen that. Iowa State, though, can't be too pleased with how they shot it in that game. 5 of 21 from 3. Any uptick in efficiency tonight for Iowa State will handle the fact that they are playing what is hilariously a much better basketball team, because everyone is, compared to Mississippi Valley State Delta. But in the same breath, they're also going to be playing a Kansas City team that early season is bombing threes, which I like to see. And I know if you look at the first two opponents, you know, for anybody who uses kind of those ESPN game schedules there, right? The Hannibal LaGrange, Kansas Christian, they're playing fake teams, okay? But they did that last year as well. And if you look in those two games last year before they played any real relevant competition, they scored 79 and 95 before going to Baylor and getting absolutely dominated in that game, but still scoring 61. This season, in their, again, games against kind of fake warm-up type matchups, they scored 91 and 124. I think Kansas City can do enough. I think Iowa State's shooting regresses positively, and we get some juice in that matchup between the Cyclones and the Roos. NBA-wise, a lot for us to look at, but one big piece of news in Houston. Fred VanVleet is injured. Amen Thompson goes into the starting lineup. Amen Thompson last year averaged just under a double-double as a starter. Get your eyes on his PRA props. Get your eyes on Joe Lisi, because he's joining us next right here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, you know what time it is. It is Game Time Decisions, and we've got Joe Lisi in the building. The black shirt. You look sharp. You look
sharp.
This
is it. I was in New York last night. I'm hanging out. New York style, baby. Dark.
All right.
November.
Fair enough.
Let's get it on.
Let's start here, Joe, with the big news tonight. Tyreek's going to play. So apparently he has now told Lisa Salters he has a torn ligament in his wrist and he's going to play through it.
Okay.
What are we doing here? No. I want nothing to do with this.
Absolutely not. That's why nobody was listed until about an hour, not even an hour ago.
Right.
I'm on L.A. They're the more complete team. I think they win it. I think there's no doubt in that respect. How they attack it, I think they go on the ground with Kyren Williams, open up the play-action passing attack. Miami can't stop anybody in regards to the run. I think they're going to run all over their face.
So I was telling, you know, talking earlier on the show about how the line was a little bit surprising to me. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's because I've had conversations with people like you who are way in on L.A., way low on Miami. Were you surprised by the line at all?
No, I think we saw surprising lines all weekend, though, didn't we? I mean, the Buffalo line, I think, was a little, you know, fishy per se. I thought the San Francisco line was a little fishy in regards to that. I mean, a lot of people love San Fran yesterday. They win but don't cover. So, again, you know, we talk about the books establishing lines. The methodology is, yeah, we want even action on both sides, but they also want sharp bettors to think about the lines, why they instilled a certain line. And their job is to take our money, bottom line. So
yeah, I think it's interesting. The Rams are healthier than they've been. Mm-hmm. They're winning. And what I think is missed within the Miami team, because, you know, I was in on them preseason. Like, look, had Tua not been injured?
Different situation.
I think they'd be on their way to the playoffs.
Probably.
But I would not be expecting to win my AFC bet. The defense is so injured. They've allowed 28 and 30 points in the two games that they played. Now, they played good teams in Arizona and Buffalo. They're playing a good team tonight in the Rams. That offense is good. We know that for sure. So I think that makes it tricky. Where do you start to key in on this game? There are a lot of stars involved tonight.
There are. So like a game like this, you want to, you know, Tyreek's going to play. You want to just go to Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill and, you know, Achan on the Miami side. But
yeah,
it's going to be secondary options for me. I will say on the Rams side, I think the way they attack it is on the ground first. So I did take Kyren Williams rushing and receiving at 125 plus. I got a good number. plus money. I think tight end is always an area that I want to attack. Look at Trey McBride a couple of weeks ago. He puts up over 100 yards. Colby Parkinson at 25 plus, I think, is plus 160 in regards to that. He's got a cheap number tonight. So I really think that LA attacks on the ground. I think it's a heavy dose of the rushing attack with Kyren. Maybe they sprinkle in Blake Corum at times, but they're going to run it down their throat. I mean, Miami hasn't shown they could stop anybody, Kevin.
Yeah.
So until that changes, why go in trying to, you know, light it up through the air and get into a shootout when you could control the game and just get out of Dodge?
Yeah, for me, I like Kyren total yardage, so I'm going to join you with some of that action there. I think that, for me, does feel it does feel like the way to approach this one. On the Miami side, because of the Tyreek situation, I'm not interested. I'm not considering it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Maybe from an in-game.
Nope.
No.
I won't do it. That's my promise to myself tonight, that we cannot touch a guy who at a moment's notice is like, sorry, my wrist doesn't work, I got to go. But I'm torn on Achan and Mostert.
Mm-hmm.
Mostert last week, Lisi, plays 14 offensive snaps, 12 touches.
Yeah.
I mean, if Mostert's on the field, he's getting the ball? Because then his numbers are way light tonight. Or does he not get a lot of work, and then tonight when he's on the field, the ball doesn't just go directly to him?
See, that L.A. Ram defense has been a little bit more physical in three straight games now, right? They're starting to come into form.
There's still a lot of yards available, though.
Yes, but I feel like Seattle didn't really attack them the way they should, right? But here's the thing. Mostert, to me, is a very physical runner between the tackles. I think Achane is the guy you want to get out in space. Mm-hmm. He can run it between the tackles, but I think if they're looking for those hard yards, it's Mostert. I did alt him to 40-plus tonight. So I took him over Achane. But now, it's risk-reward, right? He's got great numbers, and Achane could be the guy that, you know, carries it, what, 20, 25 times tonight.
Right, but I'm just, like, my thing with Achane, what's so interesting is he has legitimate wide receiver one usage,
right,
when he plays.
Correct.
He has, in the four games that Tua's played, he's averaging seven receptions
right,
a game. Just to give people an idea, Ja'Marr Chase this season is averaging under seven receptions a game. Ja'Marr Chase. Now, they're different type of catches, but like, that is wild volume to see, Joe.
It is. He's a speedster, Kev. He's the home run hitter of that offense. Even though he plays running back, he's like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
You want to get him out there. If you can find mismatches with Devin Achane, that's the way to do it. Dial it up. They utilize him on a lot of fly sweeps, a lot of pitches to get him out in space. They did it against Arizona, you know, in the screen game as well. That's what they're going to try and create. Can they do it tonight? I believe LA can run sideline to sideline. I really believe that. Their defense, to me, has been impressive in three straight weeks. I know they gave up some yards to Seattle, but again, that was a tough divisional game, especially knowing the two games they had prior. I'm just not sold on Miami. Again, when you kick Miami in the teeth, even when they're healthy, from a defensive perspective, they give in.
Yeah.
I've not yet seen the Dolphin defense this year take a game over.
So let me ask you this then on the big picture with the Dolphins, because as the year has gone on, I've come more to your side about the issues with McDaniel.
Right.
I can't really even remember something like this, but basically that relationship was viewed as McDaniel is saving Tua.
Right.
And then Tua is saving McDaniel. I won't hear. They're helping each other.
Right.
Let's be clear. They're helping each other. But what Mike McDaniel looked like without is unacceptable.
Right.
It's totally unacceptable, because you take a guy like Kevin O'Connell, I don't think the world of Sam Darnold, right? That Vikings team wins football games. They just kind of find ways. Darnold's starting to get exposed, but that's a team that's offenses look better despite Darnold being out there. We all make the point about LaFleur. Malik Willis didn't look like he could play at the NFL level whatsoever. They just win no matter what, right? No matter who's out there playing quarterback. Kyle Shanahan. I mean, Kyle Shanahan has Brock Purdy. People still aren't sure if Brock Purdy's all that good. And yet, I mean, we see what they are. Mike McDaniel and the way the Dolphins looked without Tua, I think he has to go on a real run. Just for me, to save the job, and it's hard to imagine that happening.
I agree. Now, think about this. He is done. I'll give him credit where credit's due. From a philosophy and scheme perspective, from where the Dolphins were with Brian Flores to where they are now offensively, like night and day. The difference with Mike McDaniel is if his scheme doesn't work from the get-go, from an in-game perspective, he does not know how to adjust.
Right.
So now that he didn't have Tua and he had to go with Huntley and he had to go with Skylar Thompson for basically a couple of halves, he doesn't know how to coach that type of situation up.
Mm-hmm.
So if his game plan is already, you know, let's say sniffed out early on in a matchup where the defense, you know, knows his tendencies, he doesn't change it up. And that's why they get blown out of games. That's why they lose games they shouldn't. Look at the Tennessee game. Should they have lost that game? I mean, let's
They got destroyed.
They got destroyed.
Yeah.
And you could blame it on Huntley, but I mean, come on.
And listen, I'm not saying, look, the offense was bad.
Right.
But Doug Peterson, people think is like a dead man walking, plays the Vikings with Mac Jones, and they nearly win that football game.
Right.
Like, you were getting nothing, it felt like, out of Miami.
For weeks.
I think that was, it was so damning to me. Now, the problem is, I don't know what the answer in terms of a hire. I don't know where you go.
Well, you could go Slowick. You could go Ben Johnson. You can go.
You know what's so weird, though, is I do think Mike McDaniel's a good offensive coach. So for me, I always think you want to get a good offensive coach. But this McDaniel thing isn't working. Like, do you hire a defensive guy?
Yeah, but think about the Ben Johnson and Matt Campbell was a defensive coach for the most part, you know, blue collar. And so was D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
So to understand that from the defensive perspective, I think it would benefit both of those.
Yeah, it would be really interesting to see. We've got some big picture stuff coming up here around a wild week of NFL action next. It's on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect for breakfast. Like buy a sausage burrito and add a sausage McMuffin for a dollar. Get more than you expect with new McValue at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. Because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the commission with its members. And that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account. Or, if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
To betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions. We're live with you on a Monday night. Kevin Walsh and Joe Lisi in just a little bit. We'll be watching a game tonight between the Dolphins and the Rams, and as always, it'll be this trio in action. I do think it's time I rip the Band-Aid off and let people know. Unfortunately, family stuff coming up. Everything's good. Everything's great. We're celebrating. We're happy. No Lisi on Thursday, which is, again, heartbreaking because it's Eagles Commanders. I do wonder if for the sake of our great friendship, maybe it's for the best.
It probably is.
The tone going into that game has changed a little bit now. I've noticed.
Okay.
Where it's, if Philly doesn't win, they're frauds, da-da-da, right? Like, you can tell that the world, it's going to be a Philly thing. With them destroying another team, with Washington and their loss to Pittsburgh, I think that's going to be the tone. Let's start with this. What did you think about Washington dropping that game at home to the Steelers?
Tough loss. Russ pulls it out. I mean, that was a gutty win. They have a 27-21 lead with, 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and they let it slip. again, you know, you could, do you take the Chicago Bear win and offset it with the loss to Pittsburgh per se, right? I mean, they didn't technically deserve to win the Chicago game on the Hail Mary, and then they lose the Pittsburgh game. What matters is the divisional matchup this week, right?
Yeah.
You have Philly. You've played them prior to Jaden Daniels coming there with Sam Howell very close to the vest, got the victory last year, right, with Ron Rivera? So, again, I think it's going to be a very good game. I think Philly will be tested probably the most since they played Cincinnati, and maybe Cincinnati wasn't even at full strength. Higgins was out there. Mm-hmm. They're going to be challenged by Jaden and all those wide receivers and your former NFC East foe, Zach Ertz, coming to town.
So, time will tell, but that was a concerning loss for Washington because Jaden was bad. It's the worst game he's played at if not his entire time since his debut, right?
Right.
It was his worst QBR since that game. It is his worst passer rating by a ton of his young career. And it was, Joe, his worst completion percentage, no touchdowns, no rushing, five yards. So how much of that is Steelers off a bye? How much of that is, ooh, the league figured something out? How much of that is he's a young kid? I don't know, right? I don't know. But, man, I think, look, the Commanders overall have already had themselves a great season. It's about how far it can go. I think you're seeing more and more and more. They're not going far unless Daniels is playing at a great level.
Oh, absolutely. And the rushing yards do concern you. Was he banged up and we didn't know about it? I mean, the good news, if you want to take a silver lining out of that loss, was that he didn't turn the football over, right? No interceptions. So 50% completion percentage, 206, short to intermediate throws, had the lead with 3 minutes left, and the team let it slip. But at the end of the day, as long as he's not throwing turnovers, throwing interceptions, I'm okay with that. Now, if he doesn't run against Philly Thursday night, huge red flag. He's banged up and the team's holding it back, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like Jalen Hurts at the end of last year. He was banged up, right? How many games did Jalen Hurts fail to run the football, even in terms of the RPO game at the end of the year?
One, you're 100% right. Two, to make the transition, I don't... I don't know, gave him something off the bye. I don't know. He's got his juice back. On the ground.
Yeah.
I think he's got now over 120 rushing yards in the last two games combined. He's found something somewhere. Because people were like, man, he looks slow. Like, he couldn't get the edge. He looks good to me now. He looks a lot better. I think he's legit in the MVP race.
Yeah, we talked about it. 16-1 at the start of this week's action. He's deserving. He was right there with Joe Burrow. If you're buying into Joe Burrow putting up numbers, you have the rushing yards to back it up with Jalen Hurts, and you have the record.
Yeah.
Right, as long as the record's there, Kev, he's going to be in the mix.
Right.
Again, if Pat Mahomes and Lamar drop some games down the stretch, and there's no guarantees, you saw that game play out yesterday in terms of Arrowhead pushed to the limit yet again. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, that KC thing is...
I mean, living dangerously, no? Every week?
They're living dangerously. The defense is good, okay? They find ways. But
You know who KC is?
Go ahead.
Just hit on Miami.
The Dolphins?
No, Hurricanes. Yeah, they got the
No, that's unfair to Cam Ward. This guy, Cam Ward, would run Mahomes out of the building right now.
I knew you were going to say that.
No,
I know.
No, don't start. No, because now I'm going to get hot. Now I'm going to get out. You know what? Forget the Chiefs. Why bother? Let me ask you about Miami, the Hurricanes. Let's talk a little college.
Good.
They lose to Georgia Tech.
Yes.
Forget what you think could happen the rest of the way.
Okay.
I truly, like, the rankings are going to drive me nuts. I think they fell way too far in the rankings. And because I'll do what you do about. I'm a Notre Dame fan. I'm sorry. Losing on the road to Georgia Tech is not worse than losing in your building in Northern Illinois.
No, but it's when it happened.
Why?
Because it's late season.
Because no one has a memory?
But it's late season. And the perception with Miami. Think about the losses. Oh, the wins. Excuse me.
Yep.
Hail Mary on Vet. Ah, they should have lost, but they win. All right. You had 50-50. The kid didn't catch it. He caught it. All right. They pull it. Cal, you're down by 25. You pull it out. Oh, yeah. Louisville, you win by 7. You got the cover. Ah, it was ugly. All these games build up the perception that Miami's not that good. And I disagree. They could score on anybody.
Yeah.
But you're going to have a roadblock when once you finally lose, then it's like, ah, I told you so. Say, ah, I told you. They're frauds. I told you.
That's what people are doing with Miami.
But that's right. Exactly.
But the thing is, Joe, living dangerously Vatek, living dangerously Cal. They go to Louisville and win by 7. Okay, well, one of Notre Dame's best wins is hosting Louisville and winning by 7.
Right.
Like, then they beat Florida State by 22 and then beat Duke by 22. I've been saying to you this team is going to lose a game.
They got Kansas City.
Now, if they lose another game, okay, then we're done. This doesn't matter. But I hope my dad's not watching. He'd be furious at me. You lose at home to Northern Illinois. But it happened 4 months ago. We forgot.
Well, that's bad.
That's bad on the sport.
It's bad.
No, it is,
but this is what...
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
It's always been that way. You can't lose late.
But I told
you can't lose late, Georgia. Georgia, I'm talking to you.
Don't come for the dogs. I don't know what's wrong with Beck. I don't know.
I know what's wrong with Beck.
All right. Well, you'll tell me during the break, right, and then we'll figure out what's what. Because we're going to come right back with you on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back to right here, Game Time Decisions. We were talking a little Georgia Ole Miss, and I was kind of talking to Lisi before the show, so he kind of already knows how to push my buttons. I am... livid. Well, livid strong. I'm annoyed that Ole Miss now in the AP poll is in front of Georgia. Here's the thing, man. I told you I love college football, but this is the part in the calendar where I start to get real angry.
Yeah.
Ole Miss doesn't belong in front of Georgia. Okay, you beat them at home. Good for you. That's what any team of any competent level, aka not Penn State, does. They lost at home to Kentucky. What Georgia now is what, outside of the top 10 because they've played 5 teams that are ranked in the top 10 with half of them on the road. This is ridiculous, Joe.
They have a huge matchup with Tennessee now. And they've won 7 straight in the series, too.
Listen, they lose that game. They're out of the playoff. Okay, fine. But I am not really understanding why Ole Miss has now everything they've done is wiped off the face of the earth.
It's not, but it's...
No, but it is now.
But it is. I understand that nobody realizes they lost in Death Valley and they lost to Kentucky.
Why?
As 17 and a half.
Isn't it these people's job? It's not just mine.
No, but see, that's where you...
The media. Yeah.
Yeah, but the media doesn't carry the gambling perspective like we do.
So let me tell you this. All right?
Good.
Slim chance he's watching.
Who, Pete Dammel?
No.
Oh, okay.
Ben Stevens.
He ain't.
We've been very good to him, I feel, the past few weeks during Ben's top 10 plus waiting list. Knives are out. Knives are out on Saturday if I don't like what I see.
Okay.
Because
I'd love to see that.
Because I'm fired up.
I'm not pleased
with the way milkshake.
Might have a shake, sit back and relax, or watch the party.
Now you got me a little hungry. I just cannot.
Where's he going to have BYU?
I think BYU should be ranked inside the top five, personally.
Agree.
What about Indiana?
I mean, why not?
I think they should as well. I think unbeaten at the power level.
I'm happy they didn't get the cover, but they 10-0, they're deserving.
I agree.
Why aren't they in the top five?
What do you make about Alabama with that win?
Great win. I mean, they rushed for 311 yards, 6.1 yards per carry. I'll give you the Milroe stats. 12 carries, 185 yards, 4 tutties.
It's crazy.
LSU just can't stop mobile quarterbacks. Couldn't stop Melrose last year. They couldn't stop Marcel Reed. And they couldn't. How do you have a week off and you come out flat? How does that happen?
How does that happen?
They need me in the locker room.
If you look, Lisey, I mean, you could make an argument. I don't know if I'd win the argument. It's the best win any team has all season. I mean that. I know a lot of people.
You don't blow out LSU at home. Under the lights.
Not like that.
Come on.
That's what I'm saying.
No way.
Like, Oregon beat Ohio State. Yes, they beat them by one. Georgia smashed Texas by 15. They drilled LSU.
They drilled them.
I mean, it was – I didn't see that coming.
No.
I didn't see that coming.
No, not like that. And trust me.
And I was on Bama.
That in-game total got as high as like 28.5 at one point. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
2.5 to 28.5. Unbelievable.
Let me ask you about another thing in the college game. Colorado.
Deserving. Great win in Lubbock. They were down.
Yeah. They got jumped on. That was the opposite of what I thought.
Yeah.
They got jumped on.
And that defense stepped up with the turnover. It was a one-score game.
Yeah.
Defense found a way to get the turnover. And Baron Morton, he's a human turnover machine.
He is. I will say, I think they got a dangerous one against Utah this weekend.
Well, yes.
I think it's dangerous.
Because Utah has owned them, per se, physicality-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know where Utah is mentally after losing. You have them dead to rights.
Yeah.
I mean, you're winning that game, and you give up 9 points in the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. get outscored. I mean, that's got to sting. I mean, there's a first win since 06 in Rice Eccles.
I think in the attempt to pull off the upset against CU, it's better. Because I think it's hard to do that 2 weeks in a row. Whittingham, we know what he brings to the table.
Right.
I think they're going to be live in that game. I'd be very surprised if I'm not betting Utah by the time we're breaking it down on Saturday. Let me see quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You did this for people the last time we were on a Monday with the college.
Yes.
The hoops. Now, I don't know if you've looked at any of the college hoops here. I've mentioned to people some of the action that I'm on. Mark Sears, over 19.5 points. Braden Smith, over 22.5 points plus assists. Kansas City, Iowa State, over 142.5 for the total of that game. Anything, Lisey, on the college basketball you want to toss to the people before we get out of here?
Virginia Tech minus the 8.5 at home over Winthrop.
This guy, man. He could just
blue collar. Half-court defense. They're all over. They crashed the boards.
Incredible. You're the best. We will be back at it for you tonight for In-Game Live of Dolphins-Rams. Up next, though, you know it. It's the pregame show with Casey Hudson right here on Sports Grid.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.